Brilliance Audio presents Blood Money, The DuPont Heir and the Murder of an Olympic Athlete by Carlton Smith, performed by David DeVries. Holy Ground. Chapter 1. It was cold. The wind sliced down from the empty hills with the usual regiment of ghosts. The millionaire John DuPont turned to his security man. "You want to take a ride?" DuPont asked. "Sure," said Patrick Goodale. "Why not?" DuPont slid behind the wheel of his silver Lincoln Town car. Goodale got in the passenger side. DuPont drove across the land of his mother. The 38 lay tucked in his belt, close to his belly, like the best friend it was. Alone of all, it spoke only when summoned. Goodale wasn't sure where they were going. It was 2:45 p.m., and it was cold. DuPont turned the Lincoln into the lane and headed toward the trouble. Outside the three-story house, he pulled up. David Schultz was in. DuPont stuck his best friend out the driver's side window. He goosed it, and the crack echoed back from the lonely trees. The glass shattered in the back of Schultz's car. Schultz screamed and came out of his car. Goodale didn't say anything. He wasn't sure what was going on. DuPont saw Schultz coming for him. He fired again. Schultz was hit. The red spurted out, and Schultz screamed again and went face down in the snow next to the Lincoln. DuPont stared down at him. Schultz wasn't moving. The front door of Schultz's house, no, DuPont remembered it was the Dalai Lama's house, opened. Schultz's blonde-haired wife Nancy stared at DuPont. She shouted something. DuPont couldn't hear what it was. He pointed the 38 at her. She went back inside and shut the door. Schultz still wasn't moving. The red was spreading around him, coloring the snow. DuPont put the 38 out the window again and pointed at Schultz's back. He shot one more time. Schultz jumped in the snow and lay still. Goodale got out of the Lincoln. Nancy Schultz had come back. DuPont pointed his friend at her once more to drive her off. She shouted at him again and went back inside a second time. He put the Lincoln into gear once more and drove away. Everything was done, and all things were finally even. Nancy Schultz didn't know what to do at first. She'd heard a single shot and thought little of it. A few minutes later, she'd heard another one, along with a scream. She went to the front door and opened it. Her husband, David...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?